Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I tried to do this boo a couple of days ago, and when I'd finished it I listened back and I thought, oh, I missed loads of things out that I wanted to say, so I'm trying again, and it is in response to Jenny New 92's boo about whether or not it's a challenge being blind. And well, the very quick answer to that is yes, I think it is, but I do know that there are some blind people who will say that, you know, they cope very, very well, and that it's not, you know, it's not a problem, and, you know, they're quite happy with the situation, and that's fine. But I am gonna hold, you know, I'm one of those people. I hold my hands up and I will say that I think it's a challenge, and I can understand that if you've never had sight, it's a different ball game. But having had some sight, never full sight, but having had some sight, if you offered me my sight back tomorrow, I would snap your hand off. I would take it like a shot. Within the home, I don't really feel that it's a challenge, because I'm not nervous about things like cooking, and granted, Rob does most of the cooking in our house because he's a far better cook than I am. But, you know, and doing things around hot things doesn't bother me, and that kind of thing. But for me, the main challenge is when you open the front door and you set foot outside. That's the challenge that I think is the worst for me. I'm quite not nervous, but I'm not a massively confident traveller. It doesn't help because I'm between guide dogs at the moment, and the list down here is huge, and we're two instructors down in this area, which means we're 20 dogs down over the year. Apparently, this is what we're told by the guide dog instructors. So I'm lucky in that I get a lot of help from Rob and Jodie, but I don't like using a long cane. I absolutely loathe it. And again, I'm quite happy to say so, and I know people are very, very good at it, very proficient at using the long cane. I'm not. I don't feel comfortable with it. So, you know, but that's just me. That's just my opinion, my take. And I know everybody's different. I'm also aware that a lot of people say they're blind and they've got useful vision. And I find that quite difficult. I know that people who have limited vision face their own challenges in that, you know, you'll see certain eye conditions, you'll see differently in different lights, and, you know, you'll see differently from different times in the day, and, you know, in different environments. And I'm aware that they face their own challenges. However, I think that when I was losing my sight and I had light and dark, bright colours, shapes, you know, kind of vague outlines and things, even that was a bonus, and I'd have that back, thank you very much. Having no sight at all, I find a real challenge, and I've had no sight, I've been totally blind since my late teens, so 20 odd years, and I do think it's a challenge. It certainly makes you aware of your other senses, makes you listen a lot more, I guess, when you're out and about. But I would say the main challenge is for me not around the home. I'm quite comfortable in my own home, you know. I mean, I run up and downstairs, and I'm happy to use a cooker, and I'm happy to use an iron, and, you know, and I do have friends who aren't, and that's fine, you know, everybody is different. And I think that is the thing, we all have our personal challenges. And even if you are fully sighted, people face challenges on a day-to-day basis, and what is a challenge for one person will not be a challenge for another. And I think that that's something that we need to be aware of, and to not get kind of bogged down and swamped with, oh, you know, I'm disabled, life's a challenge, because everybody faces challenges, or should I say most people do. I know some people sail through life without without a care in the world and never have anything to really worry about, but I'm sure we all at some point in our lives face some kind of challenge. So I think, you know, I think we need to kind of, we all have those days where you think, oh, why me? Or put, you know, when you think you feel really fed up, or, you know, when loads of things are going wrong, and they're all usually little things, aren't they, that just build up and you just get so fed up. You know, maybe you've dropped something and broken something, and then you got the struggle of cleaning it up and making sure there's no broken glass or something like that, and then something else will go wrong, and it all kind of gets through to you. And I think everybody has days like that. But I think the thing is to kind of pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again, as the song goes. I think it was a song anyway. So yeah, so for me, around the house, no, not really. But what opening that front door, setting foot outside. And I guess it's because, partly because in my own home, I'm around people that I have known for a long, long time and people who are familiar with me. And outside the home, you are not. You're going to meet people. You know, you've got, there's no accounting for what other people will do, strangers will do. And then you've got the whole street furniture thing, you know, the wheelie bins and the cars parked on pavements and the street furniture outside cafes. And there's a lot of cafes down here. But on saying that, I'm very lucky where we live in Tynmouth because people are so used to seeing visually impaired people, whether they're guide dog owners, long cane users, or partially sighted, using maybe a symbol cane or not using anything at all, you know. But people, especially shopkeepers, are very, very good around here, generally speaking. And so I'm very lucky where I live. But yes, is being blind a challenge? Yes, I think it is. But I think that everybody's challenge is different. We will all have different takes. We'll all have things that we find more difficult than others. And what is difficult for one of us may not be difficult for somebody else. And I think that is what I was trying to say the other day and failed miserably. So I'm going to pause there now. But I'd love other people to get involved with this conversation because I think it's really interesting. I think it could be an eye-opener, if you excuse the phrase. For the rest of us to see what other people, what challenges other people face, because we all have different lives as well, don't we? You know, some of us work, some of us don't, some of us are parents, some of us aren't, we're different ages, we live in different places, some of us live in cities, some of us live, like I live by the near the sea, some of us are living a really rural environment. So I think if we can all talk about the challenges we face and, you know, show support for each other, then I think that's all to the good, to be honest. So don't be shy, come and give your view. And you know, if you're one of those people who does absolutely brilliantly and excels at everything, well, you know, that's fantastic as well. And come and say, don't be shy, as I say. Anyway, I'm going to go, and thanks for listening, and I will speak to you all soon. Take care.